Before Corona came to the US, life was very normal for me. I volunteered at a food pantry, took my SAT, worked the February primary election, and got chosen for the Washington Youth Tour. The year also started normal for high school students, Destiny, Nolan, and Rihanna.
Pre-Corona, it was fine. During March, we had a JROTC ball, but we did not know it was going to, school was going to end. School was going to end because of the Corona disease.
And everything was going well. I was preparing myself to run for the SCISA student vice president over there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And all of a sudden, school got canceled right before spring break.
I was doing better in school than I was when I was doing online. I was about to take finals for college.
However, by mid-March, COVID-19 started to become a bigger issue as it began to rapidly spread through communities. This forced schools to close.
I was in my chemistry class, and he was like, you know, the schools are going to close. I was like, over a coronavirus, I didn't even take it serious until they was like, we didn't have any school.
I switched to online school. Our softball season was canceled, and basically everything was shut down.
Once school got shut down, my school switched to virtual learning, and I struggled a lot with this. I wasn't understanding the content nearly as much as I previously had been. Not just school was canceled, extracurricular activities and trips were also canceled.
Our DC trip was going to be canceled, and that they were going to try to do something for us, which they did, which was the virtual tour. And then I was supposed to go on the Columbia tour as well as the DC tour with Edisto Electric Cooperative. And that canceled as well. So I was hoping maybe that there would be a boys state opportunity, which I did get elected to go to. And then that was canceled as well. And then they gave me a certificate and said, sent me on my way.
So my SAT and ACT got canceled. And they can't guarantee when I'll retake them. Sports were all canceled. We're not sure about sports in the fall yet.
Not only has COVID-19 affected Gen Z's education, but it has also affected home life and social life.
My dad owns a motor company, a Boney Motor Company in South Carolina, Barmel, South Carolina. So with very little employees to work in the shop and up front. And we've put my family into overtime working, and we've been doing a lot extra work. And so go to football, we work, and then I have to leave football in the afternoon. It's leaving more stress on the family, and it's just very chaotic. And we're still having just as much work as in before, with insurance companies pressuring us to get stuff out of the shop, and tow calls coming in every day. But it's just a lot more rules when it comes to how we're supposed to handle things, how we're supposed to handle customers, and everything like that.
Myself and Rihanna have both had to limit social interactions due to our families. My family has severely decreased social interactions and how much we go out in public. This is because we have two at-risk people living here, my 90-year-old grandma and myself, who has asthma. This means we have to order groceries online and can rarely see friends.
So because my family's we have common health issues through my grandparents and stuff, we have to be more cautious than it would be expected for anyone else than for someone that isn't worried about it.
More recently, state officials have been working on solutions to help control the spread of COVID-19. Many disagree on what to do, especially when it comes to public education.
People need to wear masks. There need to be small groups of students. You don't need to be eating in the cafeteria. You know, if you ride a bus, it's going to be about half the capacity. So all those things are going to happen. But we are working with DHEC to say that would be at low spread. If there's a low spread in your community, those are the kinds of things you're going to have to do at school. If you've got a medium spread, you're probably only going to be going to school a day or two a week and to get some instruction, and the rest of the time you'll be at home virtually. And then if there's high spread, you're going to be doing it virtually.
The most vital aspect of this new normal, it's, you know, the definition of what is a new normal. what we're faced with right now is trying to resume reasonably the kinds of normal activities, the kind of social activities that we were accustomed to, without exposing ourselves to a virus that is spread from person to person. So one thing that we're looking at is the likelihood that COVID-19 is going to continue to circulate in our communities at some level.
To contradict Molly Spearman and Dr. Linda Bell, Governor Henry McMaster said he wants schools to offer two plans. One of these plans must be a physical option that schools will be open 5 days a week, and the other one must be a virtual option.
This pandemic has separated us from our friends and family, not knowing when the next time we'll be able to get back to what we thought was a normal life.
In the middle of all this confusion, students are attempting to figure out how to proceed and go into the next school year.
I believe I would go back to school, but I would take precaution, like I would wear my mask and stay 6 feet apart from everyone, and I would still continue to do like virtual like learning. I can learn on the computer because I'm taking classes now. That's on the computer for my at South Carolina State.
Some students, such as myself, are struggling to choose to either learn virtually or in person next year. This is because of the 5-day-a-week plan that Governor McMaster has suggested. Personally, I would much rather go to school only 2 days out of the week to ensure low spread. Overall, the events of 2020 have affected the way Gen Z learns and socializes. Never before have students had to social distance and wear masks at school. Furthermore, I've noticed that Gen Z has been more politically active and wanting change since the pandemic began.